Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
When I first heard Billy speak, I was like a child. I ran to get a picture with him before anyone else, and then I ran to see his assistant to say, I want to hire him and I want to coach with him. And I'm going to his office for a full day in February, so I'm super excited about that. How many of you guys would be excited to go learn from Billy in his office?
Thank you.
Like, freaking unbelievable, right? Where's your assistant?
She's an account manager and a badass, been with me for 3 years. So, but that's Jordan.
Where is your badass partner? Jordan.
Jordan
is wearing the hat in the back. If you guys want to set up a day with Billy, go see her after we're done asking questions. I have a couple questions that I want to ask you to help the audience, and then we're going to invite them to ask one or two as well. So guys, think about the questions that would make a difference for you. My first question, what is a mistake you made early on that you feel people can learn from as they're trying to do video content?
Trying to figure it out by yourself. Video is frustrating. Like usually when you do your first, it takes you like a week or two to get the confidence to do it and put it up. And then when it doesn't go well, you just beat yourself up. So copy greatness. Like videos are scored now on YouTube by how long they've been viewed and how many times they've been viewed. If something is blowing up and it's super silly, just leverage that. Don't try and come with some original ideas. That's usually when it all goes bad, and that takes practice and a long time. So for now, just copy greatness of people who are already crushing it, model it, make it your own, don't verbatim copy, and there you go.
So real quick.
Yeah.
Did anyone watch his Wolf of Paid Line
on advertising?
Yes.
Wolf of
Did
Wall
anybody
Street.
Watch that Wolf of Wall Street?
We'll send it to him.
Like he practices what he preaches, right? I think I've watched that like 15 times and I'm gonna copy it. My team is gonna do that shit. We're gonna send it to you. It's gonna be awesome.
Right,
love
it.
Now I'll show people that video and I'm like, crap, I really don't want to show them this now because then I'm gonna watch the whole thing because you can't stop watching it.
But in fairness, really quick, like our high production videos that you guys see, just so everyone knows, those are never our most profitable. That one where I turned around in front of our office, that's my most profitable advertisement of all time. It's probably been seen 100 million times, and it's made millions of dollars. And I did it on the first take in 20 minutes with nothing but a single camera.
Nice.
But the other ones, the wolf you guys are talking about, those are brand. I'll get in the back of a taxi, and people are like, and they're like, quote shit, you know? So you got to have both. One's for the brand, one's for the direct response. And
awesome.
So if you were to give advice to people who see your following, see your, you know, 2 million views, they see how awesome the videos are, they might be intimidated to even start. So what would your advice be to them, and how was it, you know, for you back then before you had the massive following and the awesome videos?
Yeah, I started at my parents' house with a green screen and a table, and my first video was shot on cell phones for the first 2 years of making videos. Also, too, don't like look at videos and then compare yourself to me. I've been doing this for 8 years and I consider myself one of my best in the world at that. Don't start there. I don't compare myself to Michael Jordan basketball. However, I would say, look around your industry. First question I asked was, who's doing YouTube ads right now? There is no competition. This is one game right now that you really get participation points. Nobody's playing in YouTube. When you put one out, you'll win just because nobody's doing it. And all of these platforms out there, they're competition-based. Meaning, if no one's spending money there, you pay less. That's why I'm urging you to do it now, because it's not competitive. I may come back in a year and say, guess what, guys? You fucked up. Should have hopped on that. It doesn't work anymore, because that's the game we live in.
It's changing.
Yeah.
So what's an idea for the people in the audience if they went home today, they wanted to film something on their iPhone that they could execute? Obviously, you gave some great ideas during your presentation, but if you had to give one little one for someone who might be intimidated, we were talking at my house last night, and one of the VIP guests said, my husband's a videographer. Where are you? My husband's a videographer.
Where?
There you are. But I'm still intimidated to do video. So she even has the resources, and I think a lot of people can relate.
I got one.
All right, let's hear it.
One, the step-by-step is exactly what I gave you. I wouldn't change the script, but I would change a big strategy with it. When you create your video, don't show anybody you know. What happens is they already have a preconceived version of who you are. They'll tell you things and give you feedback on your shit, and they don't even do video in the first place. It will get so in your head, you will become so paralyzed, you'll never put out a video again. It may take you another 6 months to make an attempt. But when you put it out to cold traffic, that $5 a day strategy, and then somebody comments and says, wow, me and my husband were just going to, you know, spend money, we were gonna overpay for this and da da da, and you help that person, and then they send you a direct message that says, hey, you changed my life, that's what it's all about. That feedback will give you the motivation to go again and again and again. Fuck your friends and family for a little bit, and then you can like, that's the real message. Forget them, they're the worst, right? As I'm joking, but you guys get the point.
Yeah. Cool.
Are you a new real estate agent struggling to get your business off the ground, or an experienced agent looking to get to the next level, or something in between? Dan and Kerry have created an inner circle specifically designed to help you. In the inner circle, you'll get weekly training videos, access to interviews from top agents around the country, and the chance for direct access to billion-dollar agents Kerry and Dan. You will have access to the same systems they use to train their team of $250,000 earning agents. Sign up now for a free trial period by going to hyperfasttrial.com or innercircletrial.com.
All right. Are you guys wanting to ask some questions to Billy real quick? Do we have our microphones running?
Hi, Billy Jean. Thank you for that. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
Quick question, and this is something that definitely happens in real estate a lot, is how do you go from Billy Jean is marketing to, oh, my team's going to help you with that, or we have systems in place for that. I'm not riding around in the car with you, right?
That's just edification and a transfer of trust, right? So in other words, it's all about the pass. So like, if someone's going to then talk to my team, it's not like, yeah, here's Jordan, like here she is. Hey, I'm gonna put you on the phone with Jordan. She's the one in Facebook doing this. She's worked on some of the largest franchises in the world on their accounts. She has personally managed probably over $5 million. This girl is a badass. She runs my ads, the ones that I need. She's the one I ask for help. I'm gonna connect you with her. Now, Great. Is there any problem?
Excellent, thank you.
Awesome advice. And you just did that a minute ago.
Yeah, exactly, you saw it. Yeah, yeah. There you go, yeah.
Hey, what inspired you to start doing this as a business? What ticked in your brain, this is what I should do?
What made me go all in on video was fear. I went to the University of San Diego for 4 years. I didn't finish my last class. I was a college dropout. I learned about this marketing stuff, and dude, honestly, when I went to sell, I got scared because I was like 23 or 24. I didn't finish college, and I was selling to middle-aged white guys who had this business, and I had all these limiting beliefs that I'm black, no one's going to pay attention to me, I'm a college dropout, and I told myself this story. But I realized when you can deliver results, the only color that people care about is green. So that's what changed.
Ow! Yeah.
So I did it out of fear. It was out of fear, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. So with YouTube ads, how are we able to, outside of course, closing deals, how can we put ourselves in a position to even use that for monetization? Because at some point in time, YouTube does pay you for the views that you get on your videos,
Yeah, but
correct?
Even if you're like one of the top producers of content on there, you don't make a lot of money for that.
Got it.
Truth be told is you ask for sell. There's a lot of people out there who are like, just jab, jab, jab forever and just put out content. Eventually, well, somebody will give me, fuck that. I ask for a sell in every single video that I create, because it's not about you asking, it's about how you ask.
Thank you.
Period. And then when you ask on every video, you start to realize, if I spent $5 on this, but then from that $5, somebody bought something that was $10, did I really spend money or did I make money? And then you just multiply that. Well, shit, if I spend 10 grand a day, what's gonna happen? That's the game. That's how we pay for speed. That's why our ads have been seen 300 million times, because we're getting paid, we're not paying, we're making money from that.
I'd like to follow up on that real quick. Seems like you're potentially contrasting two different strategies there. I heard the jab, jab, jab. So is that a reference to
it was a reference
Gary
to
Vaynerchuk
Gary.
Putting
cool.
out tons of content branded but never asking for the sale as much
like,
as you?
It's like this. It's very easy to say fucking jab, 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 jab when you're rich as fuck. Jab, jab, jab. I'm so rich, I don't care if I get a return on investment. When you're counting your dollars, like I did when I came in this game, and every single fucking dollar matters, I need to take hooks. Because I got to pay my bills. Period. It's just unrealistic. And again, like if you really believe your product or service is going to help somebody, then fucking sell them. I have no problem telling all of you to your face, you'd be crazy not to invest into my YouTube stuff. I just gave you it for free. I'm mad I did that because you're not going to use it because it's free. I'm serious. But I know I have the best stuff in the world, and it will help you. Anyone who does it, I'll make a claim here on camera. Anyone who implements what I told you, you will crush everybody in this room and everybody in the country. Because nobody's doing it. I've spoken to some of these events, talked to tens of thousands of people, and I asked that question who's advertising on YouTube, nobody raises their hand. Imagine if you were on YouTube 10 years ago. you would have so many subscribers and be getting those royalty checks every single month because you were just there early. That's what this is. Sorry if I sound harsh. I love you.
No, I love it. I freaking love it.
I mean, Billy, like, man, just does just some great, great stuff, man. I really appreciate it. I got like 18 pages of notes. And, you know, I mean, it's just incredible stuff. And I don't know if my uncle's here. Where's my uncle? Anyways, this question belongs to him. Uncle G, where are you? Anyways, look, how long, look, let me, I know you mentioned 10X. You know, I'm a huge 10X follower. But how long should a person wait to expand as far as, you know, paid ads go? You know, like, I know you said you like paid ads because it gives you a higher, you know, revenue and higher profit. But how long should a person wait? Or what is like the rate? Like, okay.
Advertising is speed.
Sure.
It just depends on how impatient you are. I'll give you a very brief story. When I got into paid ads, it wasn't like big on purpose. All I wanted to do was spend $25 in one day, okay? And it was just a simple video saying, this is how I do Facebook ads, and there was a call to action button beneath it that said, schedule the time to talk. I went to bed that night, I had my credit card on file, and I ended up spending $632. I was living at my parents' house, my stomach hurt, I literally cried because I thought everything was over. But I also noticed that I had 25 appointments on my cell phone of people who wanted to talk. So then my mindset switched to, well, if I can just sell one of these people for $700, I can recoup the cash. I ended up doing $10,000 the next day.
Nice.
That's paid ads. It's speed, dude. It's speed. If you want results right now, fucking use that simple ad strategy and that is it. I'm telling you.
So I'm just gonna, one last thing, I'm gonna steal her quote earlier. I wanna grab a selfie with you before you go, if you don't mind.
Okay. It's kind of a personal question, but how did you change your story?
Change my story?
Yeah, from what you used to tell yourself before you broke through and became.
That's the best question of the day.
Like my self-talk?
Yeah.
Results? Like I didn't just like, I'm not really good at like, let me just change my mindset, period. Like, I practiced and got really good at it, so my results were different, so therefore my story was different. Like, when I was selling people before, it was like, oh, no, they're not going to buy from me because of this. But then I started helping clients, and they get results, and then I really started to believe I was that good because I was. I didn't tell I was something like before, like, I literally was realistic about it, and the feedback that I was getting is ultimately what created the confidence. Do shit. Experiment fast, right?
Like, do
experiment
shit.
Experiment fast. Do shit. Yeah, we can live with that. Just do shit, yo. Do shit. Do shit. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat Shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests and improve our shows. So give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.